Welcome to the Freely Live Your Truth podcast with Tarure Gatere. This is where we talk about what it means to live authentically. On this episode of the Freely Live Your Truth podcast, we're going to be talking about what to do when people get upset with you for living your truth, when they get big mad, when they get extra mad. And, you know, I personally don't believe that you need to change your truth just because of the reactions around you. But it can be hard sometimes living with people's upset, you know. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I must confess that I come from a place of privilege. In regards to living my truth. I've said this before on other platforms. My family is really open-minded. Even though I was raised in a Christian home, I was allowed to have opinions and I was allowed to speak my mind for the most part. And the thing that that allowed me to do then was to be able to just choose for myself. And I come from a family of very, very stubborn women, very strong women on both sides, from my dad's side and from my mom's side. They are just very, very strong female characters. And so I guess this then laid the foundation for us in my nuclear family, where four sisters, to be able to, you know, be in our truth. And even though our parents don't necessarily agree with a lot of the things we do, at least by the time I was coming around, it was allowed for me to choose for myself and to live out the consequences of my choices. And that's been a hard lesson, but it has also been a very, very priceless and important thing for me to go through, because I've had the opportunity to try and fail and fall on my face, but own and really embrace my own truth. The outside world, though, has not been that kind. And I have run into resistance, and I have run into criticism, I've run into judgment, I've run into a lot of anger, especially in the recent past, when it comes to me choosing for myself. So I just hope to share with you some of the things that I have used, some of the tools that I have used to be able to handle people's anger towards me. So in living authentically, and I would love to dedicate a whole podcast to this topic, you have to include personal responsibility. That just has to be a part of your authentic living, because that's taking ownership of everything that has to do with you. That's your emotions, your reactions, regardless of what is what events are inspiring or causing those reactions to happen within you. And that's one of the most important things that you have to do when it comes to dealing with people's anger. It just has to be about you taking responsibility for yourself. And why I have said that is because a couple of years ago, I picked up this book. It was a small book, very colorful cover, and I didn't really think much of it. I was just like, this looks cool, and it was in my sister's library. And I opened this book, and I swear, I read it within 2 days. It was amazing. It's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and in it, he talks about these four principles that he believes will lead to a happy life. And let's see, I hope I can remember all of them. It's be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions and do your best. Yay, I remembered them. I always forget the last one. Anyway, so the one that I wanted to talk about is do not take anything personally. And that chapter, I read it and I was like, oh my God. Because what he basically says is everybody has their own version of the world. He calls it their dream. Yes, he calls it their dream. And basically what he says is that we are all living our own dreams in this world based on our own experiences, you know, our childhoods, our beliefs, the conditioning that we had that was specific to us because of where we were born, the family we were in. All these things factor into how we see the world. And just like you believe that your own point of view is right, and that you know, because you have your background to think, like you're thinking through your own experience, and through that experience, because it's yours, you believe that you're so right. Someone else has a different experience and they believe that they're right. And this really blew my mind, because for a long time I was walking around in this world, believing that people were against me because, you know, I don't know, they maybe they just wanted the worst for me, or you know, they were bad people. But this opened my eyes, because I was like, okay, so it's not about me. What people see when they see me is not about me, it's about how they view me through their lens. It's about them. And vice versa, how I see people is not about them, it's about me. So that's where personal responsibility comes in. And when you take personal responsibility, then you also allow people to take responsibility for them. So you don't take what they say personally. Okay, I'll just be honest here. This is not a perfect place that I'm at. I'm not like at the point of not taking anything personally yet. But it has helped me take a lot of things less personal. Like, I feel like I've made such a huge leap when it comes to people's opinions of me, because of understanding that it's not about me, it's about them. And so that's one of the best ways to deal with people's anger. If you can get away from getting caught up in the drama of what it is that they're saying. And sometimes, as humans, we love to create a lot of drama, especially around our opinions. And just look at what they're saying as their stuff and not anything that has to do with you. Then you will set yourself free from feeling offended and hurt by how people perceive you, and especially by their anger towards you. So when it comes to family, I know that it can be a little more complicated than this, because especially if they're people who are in your space a lot, if you are like living in the same house or you have to see them a whole bunch, it can get a bit more complicated because, you know, family triggers us. There's a lot of history that we have that we share. And on top of that, there's just access to each other that we have that's not, you know, common with everybody else. But I feel like it is important to set boundaries then. You know, if there are people that you can talk to, if there are people who would be willing to listen, you know, you can go and say, hey, I know you don't agree with the choices that I'm making. You don't agree with my lifestyle, but I hope that we can still find a way to connect. And I hope that we can still respect, at the very least, respect each other, even though we don't agree. But if there are people who aren't willing to, you know, work with you and be understanding, then I mean, boundaries are very important then. You know, if it means just limiting the amount of exposure they, you know, you have to them, in terms of, you know, limiting the amount of time maybe you spend together, or limiting the kind of conversations also that you have, you know. And you can, if they're open to it, you can also let them know, maybe let's not talk about this particular issue because it gets us into a bad place. Or, you know, you can just like set out like specific times that you connect with them. You know, maybe you can decide we'll only speak on the phone, maybe once a week, or we'll see each other, but you know, we won't be in each other's space for that long, because it's also important to give yourself the safety and the space that you need, even though you may have to be in their space at the same time. So I think that one is, you know, you can figure out the boundaries that would work for you so that you don't have to expose yourself to their opinions or their disdain or their judgment, you know, as much as you can. Remember also to find your tribe, and thank God for social media, because things are so much easier now. You can find people who think the way you do. There's so many groups on Facebook. There, you know, people you can connect with on Instagram and Twitter. There's access that we have to each other now that's so beautiful. And the benefits of having these tribes is that you get the support that you need. You get people who think the way you do, feel the way you do, and you're able to be strengthened by that if the support is not, you know, there in your circles, in your physical circles, in your society, in your community, in your family. You can still find ways to get it from other people. So go ahead and put yourself out there, find your tribe and live with that support. It's so beautiful in the things that I believe in, with veganism, spirituality, with how I see the world. I've found little pockets of support, and sometimes it's literally just like one person. It's not even like a group of people, but still just that connection strengthens me. And so even if I may be getting judgment, for example, from my extended family, I still have support from my chosen family, and that makes it so much easier to deal with. Okay, guys, that's it for this podcast. I appreciate your presence so much. Thank you for being here. Please, please feel free to share this podcast with anybody who you feel would benefit from it. I just want to send you love, whatever it is that you're doing and wherever it is that you are. You can connect with me on social media, Tarure Katare on Instagram and Facebook, Flight on Facebook, and Freely Live Your Truth on Instagram, and at Tarure on Twitter. Please feel free. I love hearing from you guys. Feel free to hit me up. I will talk to you guys soon. There's so much more content coming up. Yes, and remember to freely live your truth. And on top of that, also remember that above anybody else, you deserve your own unconditional love and acceptance. I will see you soon, guys. Okay, not see you, because this is a podcast. I will speak to you soon. Bye.